No greater love has any man than this, to lay down his life for his friend. We immediately recognize that statement is true. Yes, giving one's life for another is the true measure of love. But do we realize that it has been done for us? That someone has shown the greatest love for me? Christians believe that Jesus willingly laid down his life, not for one person, not for the just, not for the righteous, but for sinners, for you and me. And his death was undertaken willingly. It was not something forced upon him. He accepted it and embraced it as a sacrifice, a gift given for our sake. The cross has thus become the sign of God's great love for us. But if it weren't for Easter, if it weren't for the resurrection of Jesus, we would not know that. You see, Jesus' followers, the ones who had at least some understanding of what his friendship meant, even they thought that his death was the end. St. Paul is so convinced that without the resurrection, there is nothing in Christianity, that he says, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. An empty tomb is your faith. Let's face the reality, friends. If Jesus was not truly raised from the dead, then our faith is empty, meaningless, vain. Do you believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead? That is the Christian faith, that an immense victory arose out of the total defeat of death, that Jesus rose from the dead. Truly, in the flesh. And the apostles claim to have eaten and drank with him after his resurrection. Do you believe this? Now it's certainly true, as Francois Mauriac wrote, that those who do not believe that a crucified Jew rose from the dead will at least admit that his disciples believed it. That this certitude changed their despair into joy and suddenly transformed cowards into bold martyrs, people who were willing to die for what they proclaimed. Peter believed it. John believed it. The women who went to the tomb believed it. And they felt impelled to tell others to believe it. They even felt that God was sending them to preach this message. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We know they believed it because we know how they lived after Jesus' death. They lived fearlessly. They faced their own death with joy and hope. They died for their faith. They believed. And they admitted that if Jesus had not been risen, they are fools and the most pitiable of all men. Of course, they could speak from experience, the experience of having seen and touched Jesus risen from the dead. But we do not need to wait to see Jesus in order to believe. John, who was at the tomb, believed, though he had not yet seen the risen Lord. And later he tells us, "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe." Blessed how? Blessed with joy, blessed with hope, blessed with the courage to do what is right no matter what the circumstance, blessed with the capacity to love as Jesus loved, laying down their lives for others. Do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Do you believe that he has made the ultimate act of love, dying for you? And that the Father in heaven accepted that act of love and so raised Jesus from the dead to become the source of life for all who believe in him. Do you believe it? And does your neighbor know that? Your family? the strangers you meet here and there? They should. Because we should be overflowing with the joy of believing. This gift of faith wants to be shared. Because joy always wants to be shared. True joy is never hoarded. It is always given away and shared. We cannot help but share it. The resurrection of Jesus is our joy. It is our hope. Now sometimes we get down and sometimes we do not feel hope or joy. We think, well, that's all a nice idea, the resurrection, new life and joy. But it's not for me. But listen now, very carefully. It is exactly when we are in the darkness and in the doubt that the resurrection has its fullest effect and power. When we discover evil around us, when we discover evil within us due to sin, when we can't find our path, when life seems meaningless, that is our share in the cross of Christ. This is just where He went. So that when He rose from the dead, He could prove that there is hope even in the worst of times. Next Sunday, Pope John Paul II will be canonized a saint. As a college student, I had the privilege of seeing him at World Youth Day in Toronto in 2002. And he said to us then, "People are made for happiness. Rightly then you thirst for happiness. Christ has the answer to the desire of yours, but He asks you to trust Him. True joy is a victory, something which cannot be obtained without a long and difficult struggle. Christ holds the secret to this victory." True joy is a victory that comes after struggle. We only need to think of the cross to understand why it is that Christ holds the secret to this kind of victory. His joy and our joy come from Him enduring and reigning victorious over sin and death through the cross. Today, the Church invites you to put your faith in Jesus, and you will know the joy of believing. Trust in Him and you will not be disappointed. Find your strength in Him and no trial will be too great for you. You are dealing with the God of mercy. You are dealing with the God of love. Nothing in this world is more powerful than Him. Yes, when our life has been informed and transformed by the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection, when we've been changed by the gospel, then we are full of joy and seek at every moment to share that joy, no matter what the circumstance. Pope Francis has called the entire Church, all believers in the saving power of God through the death and resurrection of His only Son, our Lord Jesus, He has called us to joyfully share that gospel, that good news. So I'll close with these words of Pope Francis that I hold so dear to my heart and my mission. Our conviction that the gospel responds to our deepest needs has to be sustained by our own constantly renewed experience of savoring Christ's friendship and His message. It is impossible to persevere in a fervent spreading of the gospel unless we are convinced from personal experience that it is not the same thing to have known Jesus as not to have known Him. Not the same thing to walk with Him as to walk blindly. Not the same thing to hear His word as to not know it. And not the same thing to contemplate Him, to worship Him, to find our peace in Him as not to. We know well that with Jesus, life becomes richer, and that with Him it is easier to find meaning in everything. This is why we spread the gospel message. Those are the Pope's words from his letter, The Joy of the Gospel. Today, Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection, may the joy of the Gospel be fully yours.